Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to learn about what I think is a common misconception in halacha as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. And this I got from the Smichas Chaver Limud that we're doing now. I'm just going to summarize a little bit of what we've been doing. And the issue is about brushing dirt off of your clothing on Shabbos. So if I were to ask any of us, if you have dirt on your sleeve, you're wearing a dark suit and there's dirt that's on your sleeve on Shabbos, are you allowed to brush it off your sleeve on Shabbos? So most of us would probably say, no, that doesn't sound right. But what about your friend who's walking behind you and he says, hey, you got some dirt on your jacket? So we all know, right, that the friend is allowed, he doesn't care if you have dirt on your jacket, so he's allowed to brush it off of your jacket. That, I think, is a very common misconception. I do not believe that that is true. And in fact, Rav Eliada Goldwicht in the Smichas Chaver notes put together this sugya very, very nicely. So let's go through the basic sugya with my apologies to all those who are doing Smichas Chaver, and this is only going to be a chazara for you. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos and Davayin Gimel tells us that if you take a fleece of wool from a sheep and then you bring it down to the water to wash off whatever dirt has accumulated on it, that is a violation of the melacha of milabein. However, washing any, laundering any fabric, any clothing, is a tolda of the melacha of milabein, and that is called mechabes. So kibus, to launder clothing that has dirt in the clothing, or to launder clothing in general, is a violation of the melacha of mechabes. Milabein or mechabes is when you take a fabric and you make it nicer by cleaning it. It's dafka by a fabric. If you were to take, let's say, a china dish, a plate that has some crusted chalent on it, so that is not a fabric, and it is mutter to clean that dish, even though you're cleaning it, because that is not called melabein or mechabes. Now, there is a fundamental disagreement between Rashi and Tosfos, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Zayin. The Gemara tells us that if you shake dirt, if you shake something off of your clothing, Gemara doesn't identify what it is, but your clothing becomes dirty, and you shake something off of the clothing on Shabbos, the Gemara says that is an Isser d'oraisa. And Rashi says, now what are you shaking off? It must be you're shaking off dirt, that there's dirt on your clothing, so you're brushing it off or you're shaking it off. That is an Isser d'oraisa, says Rashi. However, Tosfos understands, no, it's not about dirt. If there's tal, there's dew that's settled on your clothing, to shake the dew out of the clothing, that would be mechabes, that would be an Isser d'oraisa. And then the Gemara adds a qualification, that this Isser d'oraisa, again, which Tosfos says only applies if it's a liquid that's on your clothing, and Rashi says applies, no, even if it's a solid, even if it's dirt that's on your clothing, this Isser d'oraisa only applies when three criteria are met. Criteria number one, that the garment is brand new. Criteria number two, the garment is black, or at least dark colored. Criteria number three, that the item that's on the clothing that you don't want there is bothering you to the point that you wouldn't wear it outside without first shaking it off. And only when you have those three criteria that are met, only then is it an isser to shake the garment clean. But if it's something that's an old garment, or it's something that's not black, the garment is not black, or the dust doesn't really bother you, then it's mutter to shake it off. How do we paskin in this machlokas, Rashi Tosfos? Is dirt a problem? Meaning, keep in mind, Tosfos holds that it's only a problem if you're shaking off moisture. So anytime you have dirt on your baguette, according to Tosfos, no problem. You could brush it right off. You may not be allowed to scrub it. You can't soak it in water. You can't do anything like that, because that's definitely mechabes. But to just brush it off or shake it off, that would be mutter, according to Tosfos. So do we paskin like Tosfos? The answer is the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos. However, the Ramah paskins like Rashi. So if you are a Svardik Jew, you can rely on Tosfos, and if you have dirt on your clothing, you're allowed to brush off the dirt from your clothing. If you are an Ashkenazi Jew, then you're not allowed to brush off the dirt in your clothing. But wait, isn't it still okay for an Ashkenazi Jew? Because what are the chances that the clothing that became dirty is black and brand new, and something that you're makpid about? Because after all, the Gemara said only if all those three things are true, only then it's going to be aser. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe in Siman Shin Bei Siv Aleph, says that that's 100% true. That Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that if a person has an Ashkenazi Jew, has some dirt on his jacket, but his jacket is gray, or his jacket is a year old, it's not a brand new jacket, no problem. You're allowed to shake it off. So let's say you're a yeshiva yeshiva guy, so or you're not such a yeshiva guy, so your suit is not black, so you'd be allowed to shake it off. Or let's say you are a yeshiva guy, so your suit is not new, so you're allowed to shake it off. So in either of those cases, you'd be allowed to shake it off. However, the Bir Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Aruch HaShulchan all say that no, these aren't three different requirements in the Gemara, three different criteria. It's really only one criteria. If it bothers you enough to want to shake it off because you would be otherwise embarrassed to go out like that, that's going to be usher to remove. That's going to be usher to shake off. What are the most common examples of when it would bother you? If your garment is very dark, so the dirt really shows up on it. The garment is brand new, so it's it would be you're more concerned about its appearance. But really, it's all about whether you're makbid about it, which would mean that if I'm wearing my suit of any color and of any age, you know, the suit could be a year old, 10 years old, and get some dirt on it on Shabbos. According to the Ramah, the way it's understood by the Bir Halacha and by the Aruch HaShulchan, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, I'm not allowed to shake it off. I'm not allowed to brush it clean. And that is, in fact, what seems to be how most poskim hold. Again, everybody holds you're not allowed to scrub it. Everybody holds you're not allowed to add water to it. But am I allowed to shake it clean? So again, if you're a Svardi, for sure, okay. Because as long as it's only dirt and it's not liquid, for Svardim, you're in the clear. For an Ashkenazi, if you understand the Ramah the way the Alter Rebbe understands the Ramah, the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav understands the Ramah, you might be in the clear if your suit is not black or if it's not brand new. However, the way most poskim understand the Rabbah, for an Ashkenazi Jew, it would be problematic. Now, wait a second. We said that if you're not makbid about it, if it doesn't bother you, then you could shake it off. Well, isn't that a little bit strange? If it doesn't bother you, why would you want to shake it off? Meaning, isn't the whole idea that it's bothering you and that's why you're going to shake off the dirt? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes Vavos Chavtes, where he has a very important hagdara. What does it mean, doesn't bother you? Maybe it does bother you because on Shabbos you don't want to have dirt on your clothing, but during the week it wouldn't bother you. It wouldn't bother you to go out like that during the week. It's only because of Kavod Shabbos that you don't want it that way. That's called doesn't bother you. That's when you would be allowed to shake it off. Rav Yehuda Goldberg pointed out that this is very common for a chayal. Sometimes a chayal, during he's wearing his uniform 7 days a week. During the week when he's wearing his uniform, it gets dirty and he doesn't do anything about it. But he gets to the base late on Friday night and he wants to daven Kabbalah Shabbos, he wants to daven Mariv. So how does he do the Kavod Shabbos? He brushes off the dirt from his clothing, from his uniform, L'Kavod Shabbos. So that L'Chora, if he's a Svardi Chayal, then it's for sure mutter, it's only dirt. If he's an Ashkenazi Chayal, and he paskins like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, also for sure okay. The uniform is not black. It's not even a very dark color. But if he's an Ashkenazi Chayal who follows the majority of poskim, you would think it might be a problem because if it's something you're makbid about, it's a problem. But no, this is called that he's not makbid about it because during the rest of the week, he would not be makbid about it. Now, the Ramah just points out that this is only if something is embedded in the clothing. If you have something on top of the clothing, a feather on your shoulder, you're allowed to pick off the feather, something that's on top of the clothing. So if, let's say, you're wearing a suit and confectionery sugar got all over it, so it gets really into the clothing, that would be usher to shake off, or dirt or dust. But sand is on the top of the surface, you just shake it and it all comes off. It's not really in the clothing. If it's not embedded in the fabric, that would be mutter. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're makbid about it, since there are Rishonim that say not like Rashi and say like the Shulchan Aruch that if it's not a liquid you're allowed to shake it off, you can ask a non-Jew to brush off your jacket if you're going to be embarrassed to leave your house otherwise. You could do Amir al-Aqwim on such a thing. But let's go back to what we started with. Am I allowed to brush off some snow? Is a good question. Snow really depends on how quickly it melts. So if it's over the, and it also depends what kind of fabric you're wearing. If you're wearing a raincoat where it doesn't get absorbed so easily, eventually it does get absorbed in a raincoat also. If you're ever in wearing a raincoat in like a monsoon, the raincoat gets soaked and it gets soaked like one of those camp rainstorms, that only happens in the mountains. So then, you're out for for 3 seconds and like head to toe, you're totally soaked. So that goes right through the raincoat also. But it is slower to absorb the water. So it really depends on whether it got absorbed at all. Now with rain, with snow or rain, it's a liquid. So that is even a problem according to the Mechaber. What about someone else brushing off the garment for you? So there is a Bira Lacha, Dibra Maschel Vuhu and Simen Shin Beis, where he writes that if you're the kind of person who's bothered by dirt on your clothing, you might be allowed to dust off your friend's clothing if he's not bothered by it. Meaning, I'm walking there and I see my nephew, let's say, was rolling around in the dirt and he's got dirt all over his clothing. He really doesn't care. He's perfectly happy, to have the dirt all over his clothing. But I would mind if I had the dirt. But he doesn't mind, so maybe I'd be allowed to do that. However, the Bir Lach says, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it really depends on the owner of the beggar. Maybe it depends on the person who's doing the maisa, so who's doing the shaking off. So the Bir Lach raises as a possibility that maybe I'm allowed to shake it off of your clothing if you're makbid, as long as I'm not makbid, because I'm the one that's doing the malacha. So maybe it depends on whether I'm makbid. But the Bir Lach says, I don't know, I'm not sure which way to go with this. V'tzarech iyun. So it doesn't seem that the Bir Lach is necessarily willing to be makil just like that you're always allowed to shake off someone else's clothing. You would have to make sure that neither the person who's wearing the clothing nor the person who's doing the shaking off or the brushing off is makbid. If neither of them are makbid, then you'd be allowed to do. But if neither of them are makbid, if the person wearing the clothing is not makbid, he could do it himself. He doesn't need you to do it, right? He wouldn't need your help if he himself is not makbid. So it doesn't seem that there is a very strong, clear heter to have other people shake the dirt or rub the dirt off of your clothing. Okay, with that we'll close. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, tonight, it's tricky with Mincha Maariv. Mincha is...